Louisville Orchestra's contract with its musicians expired at midnight Wednesday. It means the players are not being paid. They say they do not have insurance. They say they do not have any guarantee they'll have jobs when the next season starts. There is, however, a plan for reorganization. The orchestra submitted it to the bankruptcy judge Tuesday. We asked representatives of the orchestra and the musicians union to talk about the situation. They declined. But we got Thompson Smiley in the chair with us today. You weren't our final choice, Thompson.
No,
come on.
Used to that.
He watches the local art scene like a hawk. And I want to get first of your impressions of the orchestra's plan to reorganize.
Well, I don't know enough about it, except that I know the plan is to have different tiers of members. The thing I'd most like to say, I mean, you know, yes, of course, I watched the local art scene, and at the moment, there's a different story, depends who you talk to. I mean, I can sympathise very much with players who, whatever vocabulary you tend to use, are without a salary and without benefits, and many of them are family people. And that's a situation, whether real or partly imagined, which, you know, knocks anybody's sense of rationale off kilter. Talking to the orchestra, as I did with Rob Berman a few minutes ago, you get a totally different picture, and that is that there's a 75-year tradition of music in this city, that there's a good board of directors and a good administration who have no intention of seeing that heritage going away. And they find that the kind of press release the orchestra sent out saying, help, help, we're fired, a couple of nights ago is unhelpful on the second day only of negotiations. On the other hand, I mean, this has been going on now for about, it's not 30 days, it's 30 years. I've been in Louisville for 30 years. And when I ran the opera company, the rumour was always, this is the Friday the orchestra fails to meet its payroll. So there's been a certain amount of sort of the feeling this patient is in terminal condition. It either needs a transplant or it needs the plug pulled. And it must be very galling and attenuated, both for management and for players. The only perspective I bring to any of this is that I travel a lot. I read everything there is to be read on the New York Times and the web about the state of the arts generally. Mm-hmm. And it's a gloomy picture. You know, you could come up with at least five reasons why the orchestra might be in this position in Louisville without even mentioning the players or the management. You know, as I said to one of your colleagues, when a corporation like Brown & Williamson leaves town, it takes not just its checkbook with it, it takes 500 corporate jocks who are likely subscribers.
Right.
We're looking at a city here where, what is it, the average number of college graduates is sort of where you'd look for the support for your top-line restaurants and your arts organisations is 20, as against the national average of 37. So the demographics are tough.
If the orchestra hopes in its reorganisation plan to rely on ticket sales and donations and grant funding to maintain itself and be sustainable going forward, given those kinds of factors that you mentioned, is that a realistic situation for the orchestra to think about as they try to, you know, put themselves back together?
Well, even the mighty Metropolitan Opera, you know, at $150 a seat, mm-hmm. and eight performances a week for 40 weeks of the year, brings in less than 50% of its total expenses. I mean, that's at the extreme end of the scale. I believe the Paris Opera House is 12% is earned income. Breaking even with earned income is virtually impossible. And the players got very annoyed with me once when I said on this very program, I think, the basic model, the business model, is broken. The business model of the mom-and-pop store at the corner of our street is broken because Walmart can buy stuff. You're cheaper than sell stuff retail, cheaper than they can buy it wholesale. So, you know, you have to re-examine your position. And many arts organizations labor under a vastly too heavy overhead. And I think that's what's caused so many models in this country to break down.
So we've got about a minute left, but what we're talking then, maybe this tiered system seems to point toward a smaller orchestra going forward. Is this, to your mind, probably the reality of the situation?
Yes. And I know it must be very difficult for some union members, some orchestra players, to say, OK, I'm safe. You know, let's jettison the other 30. The fact of the matter is there's probably 40 players in the orchestra who are used really to the hilt. And then there are others who, in the nature of repertory, are not required for every concert. So yes, some sort of tiered system is one way to go. Going on an entirely freelance per service basis is an even less attractive alternative.
Okay, I got a few seconds left. I want to squeeze in one more question to you. Musician-run orchestra, it's been tried in other places. Is that a possibility here, where they take over the control and take over the endowment and try to do it themselves?
Yes, it's a possibility. I don't think the track record is all that wonderful, but some of the world's great orchestras are self-managed, like, the London Symphony Orchestra. Mm-hmm. But there, of course, is the Berlin Philharmonic. But there's, of course, enormous government subsidy behind whoever is managing the orchestra. That's what's lacking in this country.
Thompson, pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Joining us in the 85 degree studio. Thompson Smiley with us. Watches the Art Scene, Louisville Magazine. You know him. He's around and about and always keeping an eye on things. And it's nice to have him on Here and Now.